Welcome again to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John, and today we're talking about ways you can boost your social media strategy for the holiday season. It almost doesn't even matter what type of small business you have when it comes to the end of the year and the holiday season. There are things that you'd like to do to stand out from the competition. Obviously, it's a big rush to get as many sales in as you can or serve as many customers as possible. So what we're going to talk about today is some of the things that you can do for the holiday season to kind of keep your social media strategy going and to keep that audience engaged and possibly bring in some new customers for your brand. It's just a few quick tips. It's 7 or 8 of them, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of context so we can learn how to keep our small business Instagram flowing with content and keep that audience engaged. Some of the first things you need to realize too that is you're not really able to reach an organic audience on Instagram anymore, similar to Facebook. So keeping your account filled with content is definitely going to help the Instagram algorithm, and it will also show that your account is active and, you know, just kind of keep you in front of all your audience. If you want some other Instagram tips, you can check back on a couple other episodes in my podcast here that I dive into some specifics regarding the algorithm and types of posts and reels that do really well. So for now, let's just get into some of these tips to get your account in front of the audience during the holiday season. Our first tip for your Instagram account is to be helpful to your audience. That might be something very simple as like simplifying the experience, making sure your profile has the information on it that's relevant to them, and a link that points them to your shop or your store, or even directions to find your brick and mortar site. If you have a catalog set up and you have an Instagram shop, make sure your click to shop options are easy to find. And if you have direct links to your products, or say you're a hotel and you have booking information, you want to make sure that that's in front of your audience so that they can get to that information quickly. Especially when it comes to local small businesses, working together with another one that's complementary to your business in the local area is a great idea, especially during the holidays. It's something very simple as just providing a tag to that business and maybe in the caption letting your audience know that, you know, if you're going to buy from me, also take a look at this business. They have specific things that are also relevant to what you're buying from me. So it isn't just helpful to your customer base, but it expands the reach for both businesses, which is good for local economy as a whole. And when we're all racing to the same goal during the holiday season, why not work together? You know, come together and really think about the things that you can offer as an add-on to your customer base for the holiday season. Can you offer, you know, expedited shipping? Can you offer additional service perks? Say you're an HVAC company and you have like a furnace check offer. Can you provide free furnace filters with that service call? You know, things like that, just to kind of keep your business, you know, at top of mind because you're offering something specific above and beyond the service that you normally provide. If you have a restaurant, does your restaurant deliver? You know, do things like sending utensils or even disposable containers so cleanup is very easy and the customer doesn't have to really worry about that type of thing, especially when they have a house full of people maybe over for the holidays. You know, it's just small things like that make a big difference and go a long way with the customers. You know, maybe you're an auto dealership or a small auto lot and you provide service to customers. Like maybe you're going to do like a winterizing check. Why not offer like free wiper blades with that winterization inspection? Because everybody knows that once the winter comes and the ice builds up on your windshield, your wipers just get shredded. And, you know, by the time you realize you need new ones, it's usually too late. So that's just another really quick add-on that you can provide your customers so they feel like they're getting a little bit of something in return to, you know, following your business online or even, you know, doing business with your brick and mortar store, for example. Maybe your business is really good at helping others in the community during this time of the year. A lot of small businesses will provide some kind of collection or fundraising for local charities or those types of things. Like, you know, you can have a food drive. You can do a clothing drive. A lot of people do jackets, hats, and gloves, boots, so that underprivileged people can be clothed for the winter or fed for the winter. You can provide your location as a drop-off for some other donations or for any charitable organization in your area or another business. That's just another way that you can keep your business at top of mind and giving your customers a reason to, you know, hang out on your social media feeds especially. Hosting a donation drive does take a little bit of planning, but being able to utilize your social media feed to promote it and to get the community awareness for it is definitely a bonus. Allow your team to, you know, select a couple local causes that are important to them so that you get their buy-in, and then they're also sharing your content on the social media feeds and those types of things. So being able to support those organizations with even your volunteer time or monetary donations is a big bonus when you're talking about the local community, especially if you have a brick and mortar store and you're expecting them to be your customer, either repeat customer or a brand new customer. That type of community outreach goes a long way. Do you ever wonder if something that you've offered during the holiday season in the past has actually been a benefit to your customer or even relevant to them? It's a tough question to ask sometimes, but you really can't answer it yourself. So reaching out to your audience base on social media and just asking them, maybe they'll tell you exactly what they'd prefer. Maybe it's a real simple thing like buy one, get one free, or 10% off an oil change, or, you know, a free filter with your HVAC system. So that kind of thing is really easy to determine when you come right out and just ask the people what they would like versus maybe making the assumption that what you're offering is what everybody would appreciate during the holiday season. The holiday season is definitely stressful for just about everybody. You're either traveling long distances to meet with family, or your family is coming to you, and now you have a house full of people that you know, or maybe are going to be there for the entire day or even the entire weekend. So you know, does your company offer a way to relieve that holiday stress? Get on your Instagram account, your Facebook feed, and let them know, you know, if you have a spa or like basically like a beauty salon or something like that, you can offer customers that are willing to just come in for maybe a simple massage or something to just kind of keep their mind clear during the holiday season. And yeah, 10% coupon is, you know, is not something to just throw away. It'll definitely get the interest out there, and maybe people really think about being able to get rid of that unneeded stress during the holiday season. And make sure you spend time with your audience. You know, get into the business and spend time during the season when there's a ton of people around and get to know the audience out there and the customers that buy from you and just browse and shop and even online. I mean, you can still be kind of a human being, even though if you just have an online presence. Social media is great for that. Facebook, either a Facebook group or pages that you do operate, or social media feeds where you can interact with customers that are tagging your business, or maybe they're even just asking questions. You know, maybe on Facebook there's a bunch of questions about your business or your products that you provide, and getting out there to educate your customers and, you know, let them know that you're there for them and those types of things during the holiday season is a great way to boost your social strategy and keep the customers coming back for more. And, you know, as you build that trust, especially online, that customer base is going to be there to share your content next time. So it's a win-win situation, especially. You know, if you have a long list of followers on your social media accounts and you have a reputable business and the community is there to support you, you want to be sure not to waste their time during the holidays. The holiday season is extremely busy for everybody, and you know, if you go ahead and offer something just phenomenal on your Facebook page, and then maybe it's a discount for an appointment, or you're scheduling, you extended your hours for more appointments, but then that person comes to your business and they have to wait, you know, 30-45 minutes just to get their appointment, that doesn't really give them a really good experience, and you know they're just going to go ahead and you know lose the trust that they that you work so hard to build up. So you definitely want to keep those things in mind when you're making social posts or sending out emails or any other communication that you would be doing for your business on the online or you know on social media especially. You know, one simple way that you can provide a little bit of a less stressful situation and you can actually save your customers some time is offering hassle-free returns for any products that they buy during the holiday season. You know, anything you can do to save them a bit of time and still offer your services is definitely going to ring loudly to the customer looking out during the holiday season. So keep that in mind. One of the hardest things about maintaining your social media presence, especially since you can't reach organic audience 100% of the time anymore, whether that be on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, is having a plan and making sure that you're also engaging with other posts. Setting time aside to schedule posts, you know, using tools like Buffer or, you know, Canva to schedule posts out to your social accounts, it definitely will save you time, but it will also give you time to set aside a little bit of time to engage with other companies or businesses in your local area. Your customers that are leaving comments, you definitely want to always be there. If they're going to be interacting with your page, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, for example, you always want to be in the comments section, you know, acknowledging the fact that they're taking a few seconds to even say something rather than just double tapping and moving on to the next thing. So not only do you have to already stop them from scrolling, you know, with excellent imagery or some kind of hook, you also want to be able to engage with them when they're there. So set aside some time each week, and during the holiday seasons, you want to amp that up because you just want to be relevant. You want to be there for the customer when they need you, so that, you know, engaging twice as much as you would normally do with your social accounts might be necessary just to kind of keep the ball rolling, especially during the busy holiday shopping season. And one thing to keep in mind is you don't always have to create your own content. Social media makes it pretty easy to share other content with your current audience. So if you have relevant brands that are doing similar things or local businesses that you want to partner up with and you want to share their content to give them a boost, do that. Find holiday memes on the internet and share them and get the audience engaged and laughing a little bit and just enjoying the overall experience. So if you're going to post, you know, 20 times a week, don't feel bad if five of those aren't your content. You're just sharing, or even half of them, just to kind of keep the content in front of your audience and kind of keep you top of mind for them. So it's just another thing that you can do to kind of relieve the stress off of you for creating content all the time. But you are able to still share with your audience something that they might find relevant and ultimately engage with, keeping your content in front of other customers that are familiar with your brand. So I think that's going to be it for this episode. Just some real quick tips for to keeping your you know your social media accounts ready for the holidays. And a real quick summary: you want to be helpful to your customers. Work with other businesses in the area. Make an impact. Definitely make sure that you're within the community. You're out there. You're making them your customers aware that you're there. Be relevant to your customers. Make sure you acknowledge their pain points or any kind of stress that they have during the holiday seasons. And if you have a way to relieve that stress for them, certainly give it up as an option for them to use your business to do so. Know your audience. It's just about getting out there and learning what they like, what they don't like. And definitely don't waste their time during the holidays. Everybody's crunched for time, doing a lot of things, running around, trying to please a bunch of extra people in their homes. So and ultimately have a plan and keep your engagement up as well so that your content can also be shown back to your audience, you know, through the lovely algorithms that we all have to try to figure out. So I think that's it. I am going to finish this episode up. Again, thank you for listening. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to my podcast. I try to upload once a week, and then you'll get notified right away when I do upload. And I'd like to continue the conversation. If you have Twitter, I'm at A1Content. Otherwise, you can visit my website for more digital marketing methods for your small business and some local SEO tips there as well. ask that you don't really need to leave a review for the podcast, but if you do find any of the information helpful and you know another small business owner that might benefit from what you heard today, please just share the podcast with them. That's all I can really ask. So I think that's it, and I will see you next week.